We've all learned Chumash, maybe even thought we understood. But now, with his trademark depth and clarity, and his signature up-tempo Daf Yomi style, Reb Srili Bornstein uncovers the layers beneath the words, revealing a world of meaning, relevance, and beauty in every line. Where the Derech HaLimud of the Beis Medrash meets Pashat Pshat, discover the shir that's redefining how people learn Chumash. Reb Srili Bornstein's Chumash Shir. Find it on the Lakewood Daf Yomi app, or wherever this shir is being heard.
Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Tzadik Gimel, and we will begin at the top line of Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. So, the topic is the 11th parak in Masechta Zvachim, which is Dam Chatos, which really begins with a pasuk in Parshas Tzav. So in Parshas Tzav, the Torah mentions several halachas regarding the carbon chatos. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemer, daber el Aharon vel bonav lemer, zois teiras achatos. And the Torah goes through pasuk after pasuk, discussing important halachas as it relates to the carbon chatos. One of the psukim, one of the halachas mentioned, is v'asher yizem midona ala beged, if dam of the korban chatos will land on a beged, asher yize oleho techabes b'makom kadosh. The halacha is, there's a mitzvah, you have to go and wash the beged. So if dam of a korban chatos would land on a beged, there's a mitzvah techabes b'makom kadosh. Stating that, the Mishnah said, the only time this halacha is true is if the dam was kosher dam. But let's say the chatos itself was pasul. So dam, chatos, that's pasul, the halacha is, there would be no halacha of kibbutz. Says the Gemara, "Boy, my name Rabbi Baruchah and Rav Chizda. Rabbi Baruchah asked Rav Chizda, 'Nitei zal beged tamei. What happens if dam chatos, dam that's kosher, was nitei's on a beged, but the beged itself was tamei? Ma'u, what's the halacha? Is there a din kibbutz or is there not a din kibbutz? Meaning, on the one hand, the dam itself was kosher, so that there should be a din kibbutz. But then again, the moment the dam touches the beged, the dam is going to be tamei. So it's bon ka'achas, as the dam touches the beged, it's now going to be dam tamei. In other words, dam pasul. Dam pasul, there's no halacha of kibbutz. Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua heard Rami Bar Chama Shaila, and he made the following comment. He said, "Vidikami bai lehachi," from the fact that Rami Bar Chama is asking this question, Shmam, you know, it's clear. Hoysala shas ha-koshu, v'nifsala ain't Dama Ta'an Kibbutz. We're going to see later in the Gemara that although the Mishnah said Dam Chatos, that's possible, ain't Ta'an Kibbutz, but there's a Machlokes Tanan, if that's only true in the event that this Dam was possible Mitchilas Priyasa, meaning it was never kosher, it never had a Shasa kosher. For example, the Shechita of the Chatos happened with a Machshava Shalom Lishma, or a Machshava Chutzas Mani Chutzim Kaimai. It's only then that it's viewed as Dam possible that there's no Din Kibbutz, or if it's true, even if it was Hoysel a Shasa kosher, even if the Dam was okay, and then only later something happened. Now this Shaila clearly presupposes that Talacha, that Dam Chatos that's possible is Ain Ton Kibbutz, is true even if the Dam had a Shasa kosher, because this Dam had a shasa kosher. The dam was good dam. Had it become possible, it's landing on a beged, which is tameh. And the shaila is, do you say that we look at it as non-possible, so there should be no halacha of kibbutz? If you're going to tell me the only time you don't have a din kibbutz is where it was lehoysel l'shasa kosher, then this conversation is a moot point. So Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said, that's clear from Rami Bar Chama Zibaya, that he was of the opinion that the halacha, that dam chatos, that's possible, ain damatan kibbutz, is true even if it was lehoysel l'shasa kosher. What's the shaila? The shaila is, hani milu b'zei achazeh. Do you say that the only time dam chatos possible, ain damatan kibbutz, is if first it became possible and afterwards it landed on the beged? But if it happens at the same time, being that it was kosher before, landed on the beged, maybe there is a din kibbutz, or there's no difference. It doesn't matter if it's b'zeach hazeh or if it's b'vas achas. The moment the dam lands on the beged, the dam becomes tummy because the beged is tummy. So that's enough to say that there won't be halacha of kibbutz. So Rav Chizda told Rami Bar Chama the following answer. He said, the answer to your shayla is plukta de Rav Elazar Rabbanan. It's telling the machlekes Rav Elazar Rabbanan. Aliba de Rabba ukedekamatar etzabai. And based on the way Rabba explained it, and then Abaya further embellished. In other words, Rav Chizda answered Rami Bar Chama with a little bit of a riddle. Meaning, Rami Bar Chama came with a shayla, an innocent question, told him, great shayla, it's telling him, Machlek is Rav Elazar Rabbanon, Aliba de Rabba, Ukid de Gematar et Zabai. So, the Gemara, Tanya, we learned it a braisa. In other words, the Gemara is going to explain. Rav Elazar says, Mechata shenitmu metarin. So, we had a lot of paraduma intertwined in Masechta Zvachim. The context over there is the Mechatas, that's the Mayim Chaim that was used to mix together with the Efer of the Parah Aduma, to sprinkle on somebody that was Tomei Meis, so that now he could be Tahar. The question in hand was, what happens if the Mechatas becomes Tomei? Can you use it, or can you not use it? And at first glance, you would think a Shiloh like this is dead on arrival. Mechatas Tomei, you can use for the Parah Aduma? Abba Sigarnish says, Oipash. It's a machlik. Rebbe Loza says, Mechatas Shinit Mumetar. Mechatas, that's Tomei, you can use, you can mix it with the Efer now, and you can sprinkle it. And what was his Raya? Sharei Nida Mazin. Because the halacha is that if a woman's a nida and she's also Tomei Tomas Meis, she can get the efer of the Parah Aduma with the mechata sprinkled on her, and it'll be metayer her al kaponim from Tomas Meis. Now, time is Rabbi Lazar, Luchura, the moment that the mechatas touches this nida, the mechatas becomes tameh, and still you see it's metaher the nida. So you clearly see that you don't need the mechatas to be tahar in order for it to be able to be metaher. So says Rebbe Lazar, mechatas shenitmu metar. Chachamim argue, but al kaparim, that's shitas Rebbe Lazar. Says the Gemara, Rama Rabbi, Rabbi said Rebbe Lazar, shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi. Rabbi Lazar that said that you can bring a raya from a nida to all mechatas Tmeim, that they could be metar, must be going b'shitas Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe. Amar havaras kli agabi makom tamei kemunach tamei, who's of the opinion that if somebody would take a keli that has in it something tahar, and he would carry it on top of a makom tamei, we would look at that thing that he's carrying as if it's kemunach, as if it's on the ground, and being that it's on top of a davar tamei, we would look at it as if it's tamei. Incidentally, this is Rabbi Akiva Shita who holds in Shas that klut kemishon chadam. It's Rabbi Akiva Shita mesach the Shabbos, but that's Rabbi Akiva Shita, and it applies not only to Hilchas Shabbos, but it applies to Hilchas Tumah. How do I know that? It's a mishnah mesach des para hayoyim chutz latanur v'sheretz betanur. So there was a person standing on one side of a tanner. The tanner itself had a sheretz inside. In other words, the tanner was tamei. And he stuck his hand into a window, which was on the other side of the tanner. So basically, there's a tanner separating this person and the chaloy. And the person went and he took a bottle, a keli that had mechatas in it from the chaloy, and he carried it from the chaloyin to him, which means he's going over the ear space of this tanner, which is tamei. The halach is Rabbi Kiva metamei, Chachamim metayer. Rabbi Kiva says it's tamei, and the Chachamim say it's tamei. Uba hopli. What's the beer in the machloik? He said, Rabbi Kiva holds kemunach tamei. This is Rabbi Kiva shita in Shas, that klutas kemishal hunchadam. And it's not only true in Hilchas Shabbos, it's true with regards to Hilchas Tumah as well, specifically with regards to the laws of Parah Aduma. So if you now took this lugin shalmayim that had in it the mayim chaim, you carried it on top of the tanner, it's kemunach tami, it becomes tami. Rabbanan savi lav kemunach tami. Rabbanan hold it's not going to be kemunach tami. But what's the bottom line? It says Rabbah, so you see there's a shittas Rabbi Akiva that holds kulta kemishal hunchadami. And it's true not only in Hilchas Shabbos, it's true with regards to Tum as well, specifically with regards to Allah as a paradum. So time is Rabbah, you want to know how Rabbi Elazar was able to prove from the fact that you could sprinkle the mechatas of the Parah Aduma on a nida, that the halacha is that if the mayim was tame, meikara, it could be metayer? Because Rabbi Elazar was going to shita Rabbi Akiva, that holds kluta, which means that every time you sprinkle the water on the nida, before the water touches the nida, it already became tame. As soon as it's hovering in the ear space, we gave you a lumdish gemara tonight. As long as it's hovering in the ear space on top of the nida, it automatically becomes tame even before it touched the nida, which means that it was technically tame even before the hazah. So you see that mayim, that's tame, you're able to use. If that's the case, tain is the gemara. Let's bring it back to Rami Bracham and Shiloh. Rami Bracham wanted to know dam chatos, that's possible. In Damaton Kibbutz. What happens if the dam was tahar, but it landed on a beged tamei? So the moment it touched the beged, that's when it became pasul. Do you say that it's like it was pasul meikara and in Damaton Kibbutz? Or do you say maybe Ban Kachar is going to be different? Amali Rav Chizda. So what did Rav Chizda say? Pluk to the Rav Elazar Rabbanon, I'll leave it to Rabbah. So we're not up to Habayah yet. But pluk to the Rav Elazar Rabbanon, I'll leave it to Rabbah. Which at this point is very gishmak. He said, Luchur, it's telling this machlaik is Rav Elazar and the Chacham of the way Rabbah explained. Because according to Rabbi Lazar, that who's going b'shitnas Rabbi Akiva, that there's a concept of kemunach dami, klute kemisha huncha dami. So just like we said that the mechatas, when it's on top of the nida, even before it lands the nida, it's already tame, because it's on top of the nida, so that the mayim is tameh before it touches the nida, so too the dam chatas, not the mechatas, the dam chatas will be tameh before it lands on the baguette. So if that's the case, that it's like regular dam pasul that landed on the baguette. Regular dam pasul lands on the baguette. There's ain't tam kibbutz. But according to the chacham that argue with Rabbi Lazar, that hold that mechatas, that's tameh, cannot be metayer. Either nida, that's different, because there it's becoming tameh when it touches the nida. It wasn't tameh before it touched the nida. Because the chacham don't go b'shit this Rabbi Akiva, they don't hold of klutas. Same thing is going to be true over here. That the dam chatas that was pasul meikara, there won't ton kibbutz. But if it became pasul the moment it landed on the baguette, over there it would be ton kibbutz. So at first glance, Rav Chisda is telling Rami Bar Chama that the answer to your shayla is, it's telling the machloik is Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim, Baliba the Rabbi. But Rav Chisda added one piece. He said, ukidimitaritz abaya. What's that piece? The Gemara continues. Veitzvei abaya. Abaya asked the kasha to Rabbi. So we know Rabbi was Abaya's Rebbe. Abaya always refers to Rabbi as Mar. So Abaya asked the kasha to his Rebbe. He says, Rebbe, I don't understand. And he asked him a really good question. Moid Rabbi Akiva to Teisefta, with the Teisefta says that even Rabbi Akiva that said that if somebody was standing on one side of a tana, and there was a chaloin on the other side of the tana, and there was login shalmayim in the chaloin, he stuck his hand into the chaloin, takes the login shalmayim over the tana. That loch is, it's going to be tamei. But Rabbi Akiva himself was moide bahazah that if you would sprinkle, you would spritz the mechatas over the dover tameh, that there the halacha would be that it doesn't become tameh. The only time you say kluta, the only time you say kemunach tameh, is if you're holding the thing. It's a little counterintuitive. But if you're not holding it, but rather it's traveling in the ear on top of it, there the halacha is different. It's a mefurish of Tosefta. Moide Rabbi Akiva bahaza shehevira al kli cheres tameh, or al gabi mishkuv u'moshev tameh. Point is, you amaza the mechatas on top of a davar tameh, shehi tahira. The halacha is it's going to be tahira. Shein l'cha davar shem etamah l'mayla kilamata. Because the only time we say that if something is mahil, something travels on top of a davar tameh, that the halacha is it too becomes tameh, is kizayis men ha-meis, meis is metamah boil, v'shar kolam mahilim, and other things. La suye even amenugas. By metzayra, you also find the concept by an even that's a metzayra, right? Metzayra is chashuv k'meis, there's a concept of tumas meis maybe, but a whole different shmuz. But the point is that that's the only time you find such a concept of oil. Elam rabayo. So Abaya said, if that's the case, we have to go back and we have to revisit Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara explains. Amar Abaya, the kuli amalav k'munach tami. Really, as it relates to the machloikis, Rabbi Loz and the Chachamim, everybody holds that it's lav kumunach tami. Meaning, if somebody is going to spritz mechatas on top of a nida, it's not going to be kumunach tami. Because even Rabbi Akiva that holds kumunach tami, he only holds it kumunach tami if you're holding it in your hand. But if it's suspended in the air, if you amaz it, it's not going to be kumunach tami. Rabbi Akiva sovar, because what's the machloikis, Rabbi Akiva the Chachamim? Rabbi Akiva sovar, Rabbi Akiva holds gazrinon shem yonuach. Rabbanon sabri loy gazrinon. The whole yisoid of Rabbi Akiva Shita, why, if somebody stuck his hand over the tanner to take the log in Shomayim, why would be Tameh, is Rabbi Akiva holds that being that you're holding it, there's a gzera, we're afraid that maybe you're going to put it down. There's a chash, you might put it down. So he holds kumunach Tameh. But the Chachamim are not worried Shema Yonuach. Rabban and Sabri Loi Gazrinan, Umayd Rabbi Akiva Bahazah, Kivin the Nafek Nafek. And Rabbi Akiva's Mayd by the Hazah, being that there's no Svar of Shema Yonuach, because it's already out of your hand, so Mayd over there, you have nothing to worry about. So Rabbi Loz Rabban, but my Komif Ligi, what then is the Machloik Rabbi Loz Rabban? Let's just stop it for one second, it's not such an easy Gemara. Basically, what Abaye just proved is, Abaye said there's no such sheet as Rabbi Akiva, who holds that if you're Maza, a Dover Tar on top of a Dover Tameh, as soon as it's in the ear space on top of the davar tameh, even before it lands, we could look at it as if it's kemunach tameh based on klutah kemishah huncha tameh. It's true, Rabbi Akiva holds klutah kemishah huncha tameh, and it's true he said it even regarding tumah. That's the case of the taner where you stuck your hand, but it's only true if you're holding it. It's only based on a lumdis, on a gzera, really, not on a lumdis, on a gzera shema yanuach. But if you amaze it where there's no gzera shema yanuach, because kimin the nafik nafak, there's no such halacha of klutah kemishah huncha tameh. If that's the case, that Rabbi Akiva has no shaykh. Rabbi Loza's case. What did Rabbi Loza want to prove? Rabbi Loza held halacha that you could take mechatas that's tameh, and you could be mazid on a person that's tameh, and this is going to be tahira. What was his raya? For every nida is a raya, because every nida that halacha is you could be mazid from the paraduma. Why don't you say that the way we understood it, the way Rabbi explained it, that it's kluta, which means it became tummy before it landed on the nida, right? Elamai, it's a raya that even though you say kluta, it's okay. In other words, even though it's tummy, it could still be matar. That's all true if there's such a sheet in the world that holds kluta by hazah. But there's no such sheeta, because the only sheeta would have been Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi said. Rabbi Lazar, sheeta is Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yomro. But there is no such Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva only said it when you're holding it, where there's Gzeirah Shem Yenuach. But given the nafak, there's no Gzeirah Shem Yenuach. There's does that sheeta is Rabbi Akiva. So what is Pshana Rabbi Lazar? So Pshana Rabbi Lazar is Elam Rabbi. Abaya said the Kuli Alma Lav Kemunach Tami. Everybody holds us Lav Kemunach Tami. Why? Again, because you were mazit. So what then is the machloik? Is Rabbi Lazar Rabbanu b'may komiflegi? Am Rabbi Bedanin Tuma Keduma Mituma Shabayis Shoka Miflegi. Marsav Adonim Umasav Einanam. It's very simple. Rabbi Lazar didn't hear a chilek between bon ke'echad and not bon ke'echad. Now you find this throughout Shas. Whenever something's bon ke'echad, how do you look at a bon ke'echad? Gita v'yad and bon ke'echad. You have it over and over and over again. It's always tricky. In Rabbi Lazar's world, I don't hear a chilek. The bottom line is that if you're going to tell me that the moment the mechatas touches the tameh, it becomes tummy, that's not a problem. That if it was tummy 5 seconds earlier, it shouldn't be a problem either. Not that in the case of Nida, it was tummy 5 seconds earlier. It wasn't. Because there's no kluta. Because keeping the nafik nafik. But he doesn't hear the chamol that there is a chalik. That's the machloikis. It has nothing to do with kluta. Okay. What does that have to do with the original shayla? The original shayla was, dam chatas, shenites abege tome, dam chatas, that's posel, in tome toin kibos. Dam chatas, that's not posel, dama toin kibos. What if it became posel at the moment it landed on the beggar? What's the case? It landed on a beggar tome, zokt, rav chizda, it's again, plukta, the rabbi loza, the rabbanon, aliba, the rabba, who kidim etarets abai. What's kidim etarets abai? The way abai explained machloikis, rabbi loza, and rabbanon, which is simply a machloikis, is there a chilik between bevas, achas, and bezas? Or is there no chilik between Bavas Achaz and Bezah Chazer? According to Rabbi Lazar, there's no chilik between Bavas Achaz and Bezah Chazer. He's bringing a raya to Bezah Chazer from a case of Bavas Achaz. He's bringing a raya that the Mechatas could be Posel Mekara, it could be Tomei Mekara, from a case where it's becoming Tomei. That means there's no chilik between Bavas Achaz and Bezah Chazer. If that's the case, then just like Bezah Chazer, Dam Chatas, that's Posel, Ein Damaton Kibus, Bavas Achaz Talach is also going to be Ein Damaton Kibus. But according to the Chachamim, that there's a distinction between Bavas Achaz and Bezah Chazer, there'll be a distinction between Bevasach and Bezachazer when it comes to Dam Chatas as well. If you held Cheshbon, there's one very obvious problem with this. And Rashi asks the Kasha. So if Rashi asks the Kasha, you know it's a very important Kasha. You can't go Vaita without it. And that is that what did Rav Chizda tell Rami Bar Chama? Rami Bar Chama asked the Shaila, and Rav Chizda answered him with a riddle. He told him, it's plugged to the Rav Elazar Rabbanon, Aliba de Rabba, Uki de Metaretz Abaya. The emes is, Rabba and Abaya were two completely different biurim in the Machloikis, Rav Elazar and Chachamim. Rabba said the biurim in the Machloikis, Rav Elazar and the Chachamim is whether you say Kemunach Dami or don't say Kemunach Dami. Abaya said the Machloikis, Rav Elazar and the Chachamim is whether Donin, there's a chiluk between Vasach and Zachazah, there's no chiluk between Vasach and Zachazah. Either Teret is a perfect Tushtal to Rami Bracham and Shaila, but they don't work together, they don't jive. It's either telling the machlokes Rabbi Lazar Rabbanon the way Rabbi explained it, or it's telling the machlokes Rabbi Lazar Rabbanon the way Abaya explained it. But the point is, it's not Aliba de Rabba ukidimetaretz Abaya. Abaya wasn't metaretz Rabba. Abaya slugged up, knocked out Rabba's pshat. Exactly, he didn't qualify Rabba. To the contrary, he knocked out Rabba. So what's the kidimetaretz Aliba de Rabba ukidimetaretz? It's other. And really, it's not other. It's only the second other, because the first other was knocked out. Right? Abai asked a knockout kasha. He said, "Yishtalim tzur Rabbi Akiva and a Mishnah, so don't knock Rabbi Akiva." The Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah is Perek Yud in Mesachtes Par. Rabbi Akiva in the Taisaft is Perek Tes in Mesachtes Par. It doesn't work. This. So Rashi asked the kasha, and Rashi says, "You have to say that being that Abai was Rabbi's Talmud, and Abai had tremendous covet for Rabbi. So Rabbi said the pshat, and then Abai said, and he told Rabbi, I said, Rebbe, I don't think it works because there's a Taisafta. And they worked it out together, and together they came out that the beer is probably not the way Rabbi said it, rather the beer is the way Abaya said it. But being that this wasn't done in a hostile setting, this was done b'derech kovid, like a Talmud who was makif kayif to his Rebbe, ki yodua, the way Abaya had kovid and erech his Rebbe, Rabbi. So it's as if they came out that way together, and that's why it's still attributed to Rabba, again, a little bit of a shver Rashi, but that's the way Rashi explains it. Regardless, so we had two biurim in the Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. Either beer works in terms of coming full circle and relating it back to the original Lashayla, stating that if there's Rabba and there's Abaya, there's always going to be Rava. So says the Gemara, third beer, Rava Amar. Rava says, as it relates to the Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, the Kuliyama ain't done. Really, everybody holds ain't done in Bezach Hazer from Bevas Achatz. And everybody holds there's no Kamunach Dami over here. So what then is the Machlokes? Again, Rabbi Elazar said that Mei Chatos that's Tomei, you can use to be Metayer. What's the Raya? From every Nida. The Chum said you can't bring a Raya from a Nida. What's the Raya from a Nida? Nida is Bevas Achatz. This is Bezach Hazer. And there's no clue to Kamishu Hun Chadami. We know that from Rabbi Akiva and the Teisefta. And you tell him you're not gonna dan b'vas achas m'vazeh chazeh. So what then is the machlokes? Rabbi Elazar sava hazotzri chashir umitzdar from lazay. This is the third time we had this already. Masachta zvachim. Rabbi Elazar holds that hazah of mechatas requires a certain shear of how much mayan had to go on the tamei. Not just that umitzdar from lazay. So you didn't necessarily have to do that whole hazah in one shot. You could do 2-3 hazahs and you could be mitzdar. Being that that's the case, Rabbi Elazar tain is when you do the hazah on the nida, the first hazah that lands on the nida becomes tamei, and she's not necessarily tahar yet. Because you may have to do multiple hazahs. So let's say by the time you do the third hazah, the first two hazahs, that dam was already tame. So it's not bevas achas. It's bezeh chazeh. And still you see it works. So from every nida, there's a raya that bezeh chazeh works. What's the raya? I thought by nida is bevas achas. That would be true if it was always one hazah, but it's lav dafku one hazah. It could be it was multiple hazahs. And the first mayim that landed on the nida became tame.
Before she got
Exactly. Before she became tahar. It didn't happen bevas achas. And still you see it works. So ibazah, you're not danning bezeh chazeh bevas achas, because every case bevas achas, bezeh chazeh as well. What do the Rabbanon hold? Rabbanon says, the Rabbanon hold ain't tzricha shir, thus you have no raya. Exhale. So just before we go weiter, just one interesting thing. So you see in this Gemara an idea that a nida that's also tamei tumas meis. So the halach is she can get tahira from tumas meis despite the fact that she's a nida. Meaning you would think that maybe while she's tamei, she can't get the tahira of the parah aduma. Kamash malon that even though she's tamei right now tumas nida, it's not a contradiction to the fact that al yidei the efer, the parah aduma, she can attain tahira for the fact that she's a tamei meis. Stating that, there's a very, very interesting Rashi. Sharei nida shenitmo b'meis mazin ole lefnei tfilas nidasa v'toyveles l'shnei hatumois b'tfila achas. Says Rashi, what happens with a nida that's a tamei tumas meis? So at the end of the tumas meis, the tamei needs tfila. A nida also needs tefila. Says Rashi, v'toyveles l'shnei ha-tumos b'tefila achas. That at the end of the tzman of tumas meis and the nida, she's going to do one tefila and she's going to knock it out. The kashuk lover guy in Hashem Yom Kondomai in a sefer Sich Hasada was medayik in Rashi. It sounds like from Rashi that even though it's mavur in this chiddush that the hazah of the parah aduma was able to be done on a nida, but at the same time you can't be toivel a nida or be toivel a tumas meis if you're not going to end up being tahar for both. In other words, as it relates to the complete tahira, the mikvah that's the metahir, that's only shayich if the mikvah is going to be metahir, this nida, side from the tumas nida, and side from the tumas mes. So you want to get the tahira from the eifah, the parah aduma that you can get. But the ma'aseh, the tahira is still suspended on some level. You still have the kind of mikvah. So that you wait until you're done. When you're ready to go to the mikvah, hen mitzad tumas nida, the hen mitzad tumas mes, then one spring iron in the mikvah, the taval, you're going to get tahira. But to go into the mikvah, let's say, for nida, while you're still tamei tumas meis, or to go to the mikvah for tumas meis, while you're still tamei tumas nida, that's not possible. Because the mikvah only works if it's matahir. Excellent. Because at the end of the day, mikvah only works if you're tahir. And being that you're anyways going to emerge from the mikvah tamei, there's no kayach for the mikvah. And that's why Rashi points out that as it relates to the tefillah of the mikvah, it's going to have to be one tefillah. It can't be two independent tefillah. You can't say, okay, you'll tefillah for the nida, and then when it's time to be tefillah for the tumas meis, you'll be tefillah for the tumas meis. Rashi went out of his way to tell me the tefillahs l'shnei atumais betefillah achas. Says the kashuk of a guy, don't think you could do one tefillah for this, and then when you're ready to do the next tefillah, you do the next tefillah. Either the tefillah is being metahir, or it's not being metahir. You can't walk out of the mikvah and still be tongue. The emes is this chiddush, this diak of the kashuk of a goyim is really totally in tremendous, tremendous yeshiva shereid. And really, it starts with Rab Chaim's chakir, Rab Chaim's stencils, Rab Chaim klar de shayla. We all know the toiv of the charetz biyadai is not a tefillah. Rab Chaim klar de chakir. What's the pshat if someone's toiv of the charetz biyadai? He's tummy. Is the pshat like that the tefillah worked?
This.
No. After pigol, this is the second thing. Yeah. So Rav Chaim cloud like this. If somebody's type of Bashar is Biyadi, it's the Pshat that the Tfilah is a Tfilah. The Tfilah was Tfilah. But problem is, he's touching a Sharet. Say he became Tommy again. Or is a type of Bashar is Biyadi, you can't Tfilah Bachav. A type of Bashar is Biyadi, being that he's holding a Sharet, so the Tfilah wasn't a Tfilah. Rav Chaim said, what's the Nafgimina? Nafgimina would be, let's say you're being type of a Tumas Meis, a Tumah Chamura. So, if the pshat is that the tefillah is a tefillah, so you're going to walk out. You're not Tomei Tumas Meis anymore. You're going to have a Tumah Kala. You're only going to have Tumah Sheretz. But if the pshat is the tefillah is not a tefillah, then the fact that you're type of a Sheretz beyond that you're touching the Sheretz, you're still going to be Tomei Tumas Meis. What's the second side of Reb Chaim? He pashtun, you would say, why shouldn't the tefillah be a tefillah? The tefillah works for Tumas Meis. Narvas, I'm holding a Sheretz. What's that? The other side is because tefillah has to be Matahir you. And if the tefillah is not Matahir you, then it's Nishkain tefillah. So, the reason the tefillah is not metayer is for a dover kal, it's because you're holding a sheretz. But at the end of the way, ich bin ish tahar. And if the tefillah can't pronounce, it can't make a proclamation that this yid is tahar, then the tefillah toit of gunish. It's not a tefillah. If it's not a tefillah, the mamili is still going to be tameh to masmeis. The emes is that it's really a mefurish mishnah. L'chura. At first glance, it would seem to be a mefurish mishnah. This Mishnah is in the Sechtes Brachas at the very end of Perek Mishnah Meso. Brachas Tav Chavav Amanav. The Mishnah over there discusses Zav. There was a person that was a Zav whose Tomei now Tumah Shiva, right? Bal Shteiria, Sholeshria, Embein, right? The Mishnah in the first Perek of Sechtes Megillah, he has to bring a carbon maybe. So we're dealing with a Zav, Shera Keri, and he was a Bal Keri. During the time that he was a Zav, he was Ra Keri. So what's the halacha with a Keri? So you have Tfilas Ezra, but someone that's a, he's not allowed to learn Torah until he goes to the mikvah. But Zav is a Tumah Chamura, so to speak. Keri is a Tumah Kal. So Zav, Shera Keri, or Nida, a woman that's a Nida, Shapolta, Shechvazera, who also is treated like a balas keri, the halacha is tzrichin tefillah. You have to do tefillah. Meaning, you would have thought that being that you're in the middle of the 7 days of Zav, the woman's in the middle of the 7 days of Nida, so she's anyways, Tamei, what's the point in going to the mikvah now for keri? Says the Mishnah tzrichin tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda Paiter. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Rabbi Yehuda says that being that you're anyways Tamei, you're going to be Paiter. You don't tovel for Tumas keri. If you take a look at the Ritva, I mean, really all the Rishayim, but just to bring out the point, says the Ritva. The Sava Tanakama, the Tanakama holds, the Afa Pisha ain't atfilo my ilo lahem la haloisa mi tumasan arizhaina, even though this person's a Zav, so even if he's going to go to the mikveh now for Tumas Keri, he's still going to be a Zav, afilo hachi maida evshel atar matar. Whatever you can do, time to time, you might as well get rid of the Tumas Keri. Rabbi Yehuda saw that. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't go to the mikvah. She ain't at tefillah mayet lahem, ain't a tzrichin tefillah. The kivan she ain't at tefillah mayet, skip the word kivan. The kivan she ain't at tefillah mayilah, being that the tefillah doesn't work, there is no point in doing the tefillah. What's, it sounds like Rabbi Chaim's chakira. Is there a concept of a tefillah of going to the mikvah b'kahai gavna when you're not going to walk out tar, or is there no such concept if you're not going to walk out tar? Either way, it's Reb Chaim's chakira. There seems to be a Mishnah here in Masechtas Brachas, the Kashuk of a Goyin's Diak in our Rashi. There's a lot, raid, but just to conclude, wrap up this Shmuz prematurely with a verse from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and that is that the Mishnah says in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Pehei Amid Beis. Am Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lifnei mi atem mitarim, u mi mitarim eschem arvichem sheba shamayim, shenema vizarakti aleichem mayim tohirim utaharim. Va'oimem mikvi Yisrael Hashem, ma mikvi mitaris atmeim, Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody knows this Mishnah. So, Rat Mat Mikvah Mataris Atmeim, Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu Mataris Yisrael. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe made a subtle, but such a profound diak. Ma Mikvah Mataris Atmeim. Everybody knows a Mikvah is Mataris Atmeim. Why does the Mishnah have to say Ma Mikvah Mataris Atmeim? Ma Mikvah Matar. Ma Mikvah Mataris Atmeim. So, Lubavitcher Rebbe stole to this Mishnah Masechtas Brachas Daf Chavavim and Aleph. They see that the Chachamim hold, and we passing like the Chachamim, that if somebody's a Zav, but he was raw carry, he can go to the Mikvah for Tumas Keri, and he's going to be Ois Keri, even though he's still a Zav, even though he still has the Tumah Chamura. But the Tumah Kala, that's something that's going to be removed. In other words, a mikvah is not an all or nothing. A person could go to the mikvah and he can get Tahira for whatever he's shaykh to get Tahira to. Even though he's not walking out 100% Kavanaki Tahar. He's not. But for whatever the shaykh, for the Tumas Keri, you'll get Tahira. Maybe not for the Tumas Zav, but for the Tumas Keri, yeah. Said the Lubavitch Rebbe, Afakalish Baruch Matarias Yisrael. It's not an all or nothing game. A person thinks sometimes, I'm going to do tshuva, I'm going to try to get Tahira for a certain Avera. At the end of the day, I have so many Averas, I have so many Avoinas, I'm still so meluchlech bechet. What shaykhis do I have to get any level of kapara? Kadosh Baruch Hu is like the mikvah. Ma mikvah mitaires atmeim. Not tmeim the meikara. For that, the Mishnah wouldn't have to say tmeim. But even people that emerge tmeim, you tmeim after the mikvah. You share it b'yadoi. But at the same time, the mikvah worked to take away the tumah chamura. The mikvah worked to take away the tumah skeri. Even though you're still going to be left with the tumah zav. Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu mitaires es Yisrael. In the same vein, that any little bit of tshuva that we do, any little bit of taira that we seek, we get taira. For that, we're not perfect. You're right, it's not an all or nothing game. Kadosh Baruch Hu's metired, even the Tmei. Either way, Zok the Mishnah Vaita, Chatos Psulos. On the Mishnah, we had Halacha, that Dam Chatos of a Chatos Psul. Mishnah's the daf's a lot lighter from here on. So even though the Halacha is the Dam Chatos that's possible, that ain't Dama Ton Kibos. I'm sorry, even though Dam Chatos is Ton Kibos, but Dam Chatos that's possible, ain't Dama Ton Kibos. And the Mishnah said it doesn't matter, Ben Shahoysa Shasakosha, Ben Shaloy Hoysa Shasakosha. Whether the dam was pasal meikara or it had a shasa kosher, it doesn't matter. Either way, the halacha is ein dam atankin. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. It says midam. So the pasuk that discusses the halacha of dam chatas ton kibbutz says v'asheyize midama al habeged asheyize oleh techabes b'makom kadosh. So it says v'asheyize midama dama some of its dam. We learn from there, midam ksheira v'lo midam psula. Only from some of the dam, not all of the dam. Dam ksheira needs kibbutz, dam psula doesn't need kibbutz. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva says, hoysel l'shasa koyish v'nifsula damaton kibbutz. Loi hoysel l'shasa koyish v'nifsula ein damaton kibbutz. Rabbi Kiva argues with the time of the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva says, it depends. If it was hoysel l'shasa koyish, then damaton kibbutz. It's only if it's loi hoysel l'shasa koyish, then ein damaton kibbutz. Rabbi Shimon is the Slam Mishnah. Echozeh ve'echozeh, it doesn't matter if it was hoysel loi hoysel ein damaton kibbutz. My time of the Rabbi Shimon, has Rabbi Shimon knows halacha. Maybe the miyot, the midam is only talking about where it was loi hoysel l'shasa koyish, but if it was hoysel l'shasa koyish, maybe not. Ksiv oisa v'ksiv midama, because there's two diyukim. It says v'asheyize midama, and then two psukim later it says kol zacher b'keihanim yoichal oisa. So two diyukim, chad lehechad hoysel l'shasa koyish, v'chad lehechad hoysel l'shasa koyish. The two diyukim are coming to be memayit hoysel l'shasa koyish loy hoysel l'shasa koyish. Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi Akiva do with the second diyuk? Rabbi Akiva is only memayit loy hoysel l'shasa koyish. So what does Rabbi Akiva do with the second diyuk? Says the Gemara prat l'truma. It's coming to be memayit truma. With regards to the halacha of merika v'shtifa, which is a different halacha that the Gemara is going to discuss later in the parak, and that is the halacha is that a carbon chatas that was cooked in a pot, so if it's a kli cheres, you have to destroy the pot. If it was cooked in a kli nechayshes, so then umarak v'shaita v'mayim. Then you're supposed to either hagala some rishonim say, or just rinse it really, really well. That halacha is only true for chatas. It's true for other kachim as well, but prat l'truma. It's not true for truma. How do you know truma is excluded from that halacha merika v'shtifa? It's learned out from Moisa. Rav Shimon, how does Rav Shimon know to be my truma? Rav Shimon l'tamei, dama kachem kalam ain't to merika v'shtifa. He holds even kachem kalam don't need merika v'shtifa. But kachem truma, he doesn't need oisa for that. So according to Rav Shimon, you have two miyutim, both related to the halacha of kibbutz. One's coming to tell me the halacha of loy hoysel l'shasa koyshe, and the second one's coming to tell me that halacha, even if it was hoysel l'shasa koyshe. Either way, another Mishnah that discusses the halacha is of dam chata. So the Mishnah nitz menatzar v'la beged, if dam spritzed from the tzavra of the behema straight on the beged, so dam chatas went directly from the tzavra of the behema onto the beged. Ain't dam kibbutz, the halacha is it doesn't need kibbutz. Men akeren min hayisoid, what if it went from the mizbeach, either the keren, that's where you do the zrika, the chatos was on the karnes hamizbeach, or from the yisoid. That's where you put the shirayim. That's where the shvicha shirayim was. Also, ein ton kibbutz. Al nishbach ala ritzpah. Let's say it poured on the ground. Va'osvay. Rashi says it was nishbach ala ritzpah minatzaver, meaning it was the bad nishpach, not the good nishpach. This dam is possible. Ein ton kibbutz, you don't need kibbutz. Ein ton kibbutz, el adam shen eskabel bekliver roi lazar. When do you need kibbutz? If the dam was neskabel in a klishores, and it's roi lazar. So this Mishnah is a little wordy, right? It seems to repeat itself a little bit. The Gemara is going to address. So the first halach of the Mishnah was, nites min hatzaver ala beged, ein ton kibbutz. The second halacha was, min hakeren umine yesoid, ein ton kibbutz. So if it happened before the Kabbalah, ein ton kibbutz. If it happened after the Zerika, it's also ein ton kibbutz. Tanu Rabbanu Yochel, nidz min hatzaver ala beged, ein ton kibbutz. I would have thought that if it goes directly from the tzaver onto the beged, this should be in kibbutz. Talmud loymer ashe yiza. And the Gemara is making a beautiful dig in the pasuk. The pasuk that describes the dam landing on the beged says, "Vashe yize midama ala beged." Yize is a lashon hazah. It sounds like we're talking about a zrika. Why are we talking about a hazah? It was a hazah on the beged. It landed on the beged. When you talk about the mizbeach, you talk about the mitzvah of hazah, of zrika, use a lashon of yize. It was nishbach on the beged. It poured on the beged. Why this word yize? So yize is coming to tell me it has to be ra'u lahazah. If the dam was ra'u lahazah, then you have the halach of kibbutz. If it wasn't ra'u lahazah, tanya duch another b'raisa. Yochel nitz menachem and yisoy yeton kibbutz. I would have thought that if it went from the karen or from the yisoy onto the beged, it should be kibbutz. Talmud loymer ashe yize, prat lezeshik faruza. From the same words, ashe yize, it's a different drasha. The first drasha is the fact that the Torah used the word hazah. Why even using the word hazah? Must be it's roi lazah. Here it's from the tense that the pasuk uses. Ashe yiza, it's like a lashon asid, as opposed to something that's roi lehazah. You're going to do hazah with it, as opposed to this that you already did hazah with it. At that point, if it goes from the mizbeach onto the beged, there's no din kibbutz. Nishbach ala ritzpa. And then the Mishnah continued and said that if it was nishbach on the ritzpa, also ain't ton kibbutz. And then the Mishnah concluded, ain't ton kibbutz el adam shen eskabel bekliver roi lazah. And the kash is on that last line. What do you need that last line for? It's a recap. But what do we need the recap for? It says the Gemara, Matam Kamar. The way you read the Mishnah is Matam. Matam Nishbach al Ritzvah Vasbay, Ain Ton Kibbutz. What's the reason if it was Nishbach? You don't need Kibbutz. But Fish Ain Ton Kibbutz, Elo Dam Shaskabu Bekli, Veroy Lazar. Because the only time there's a halach of Kibbutz if it was Niskabu Bekli. And being that this wasn't Niskabu Bekli, it was Nishbach, says for that reason there's no halacha. And then the Mishnah said, Veroy Lahazoya. What does that mean? Next Gemara. Roy Lazo, Lamute Mai. Right? Ain't ton kibbutz ela dam shen eskabel bekli. That I get. That's Lamute Nishbach. But what's this other line? Veroy Lahazo, says the Gemara, Lamute Mai, Lamute Kibbo, Pachas Mikte Yazo Bekliza, Pachas Mikte Yazo Bekliza. So this is like, the Gemara sometimes says, Nulsa Agav Orche Kamash Malon. Sometimes the Tana is telling me something like completely Agav. That's what's going on over here. So the Mishnah is telling me halacha, random, so to speak, Bederech Agav. And that is that if somebody was Mikte Kabel v'dam, pachas mikdei azah b'klizeh, upachas mikdei azah b'klizeh, and then he was ma'arev the two dams, you would think it should be kosher. Why not? So the halacha is that it's going to be pasul. The halacha is it's not going to be kosher. And that means, if it's not going to be kosher, that if dam that was niskabel in that way is nites ala beged, the halach is the dam is not going to need kibbutz. And that's what Roy Lazar is teaching me. Roy Lazar means Lemute something. What's a lemute? If it was neskabo pachos b'kdei azah b'klizeh upachos b'kdei azah b'klizeh, then even if you were ma'arav it together, if that dam landed on a beged, it's going to be tahar. Says the Gemara. D'tanya, we learned to the brayser Reb Chalafta bar Shaloi merkidesh pachos b'kdei azah b'klizeh. Meaning, what's the makar to this halacha? It comes from Reb Chalafta bar Shal. He said if somebody was mekadesh not dam, but we return to Mechatos Be'efer Paris, says Rashi, B'klizeh, B'chos B'nehazah B'klizeh, Lo Kidesh. So if somebody was Mekadesh, is a shir of how much the Hazah has to be, right? We said Hazah Tzricha Shir. So if there was Pachos B'nehazah B'klizeh, U'pachos B'nehazah B'klizeh, and you ma'arev the two things, so what's the halacha? The halacha is, it's not good. Lo Kidesh, it's not kosher for Paradum. Iba'ilu, B'dam Ma'u, what about with regards to dam, do we say that this halacha of paraduma is halacha l'moishim yisinai? You can't learn things from halacha l'moishim yisinai. Or maybe it's not halacha l'moishim yisinai. The fact that by the mechatos, pachas mikdei azah b'klizeh, pachas mikdei azah b'klizeh doesn't work, is not learnt out merely from halacha l'moishim yisinai. But it could be learnt out from a pasuk. What would the drasha be? The chesiv v'taval b'mayim. And b'mayim, Rashi says the diak is it doesn't say b'mayim with a shva, it says b'mayim with a patach. And that's coming to teach me that it has to be the water that you are mekadesh. Meaning the tefillah into the mayim has to be the same mayim that was neskadesh. So just like there's a shear of mayim in terms of what you need when you do the tefillah, so too you would have had to have that same shear me'ikara when you were mekadesh tonight. But the point is, if that's the source, if that's the makar of how you know if you know it from v'tava b'mayim, if that's the case, then hochanami by dam, it says v'tava b'dam, and maybe the halacha would be true by dam as well. So again, that was the yibaya. Reb Chalafta Bashal said kidesh pachas b'teaz abeklizeh pachas abeklizeh loy kidesh. As it relates to the mechatos, you can't be makadesh pachas mikashir and then mix them together. You have to be makadesh the entire shir b'vasachas. And the yibaya had a shayla, is that true only for mechatos, or is that true for a dam as well? Dam chatos kosher. Would that have the same exact halach? Incidentally, Rashi says we're talking about the chatos apnimios, where there's a din v'tava let's buy b'mayim. That's what Rashi says. We're talking about the chatos apnimios. So chatos apnimios, do you have the same halacha that you have to mekadesh b'vasachas or not? And what if it's study a shayla? Is the makar to mechatos halacha l'meishu misinai? So you can't learn dam chatos from mechatos. If the makar is halacha l'meishu misinai, you can't learn things from halacha l'meishu misinai. But if the makar is the drosha, the lokach ba'mayim, then I could say I have the same diuk, the lokach ba'dam, also with a pasach narashva, so maybe that lokach would be true by dam as well. Says the Gemara, Toshmat, Omer Abzrik, Omer Abelazar, af ba'dam loikidich. Even by dam, it doesn't work. Bottom line, if you see that by dam, there's a lokach, you have to mekadesh the entire shir, bevaz achas. So it could be when the Mishnah says, roi lazar, it means that so too, where the dam itself was kosher, the whole chisaron with the dam was, is that it wasn't roi lazah. That dam that lands on a beged, the loch is going to be that type of dam chatas ain't ton kibos. Zakti Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava said, Tanya, we learned it a braisa. It's funny. Amar Rava, Tanya, v'toval. So we just mentioned the pasuk, v'toval akoyin esetz boy badam. The pasuk continues and says, v'hizom min hadam sheva pomim lufnei Hashem es pnei pereichas akoyidish. So obviously we're talking about chatoyis apnimiyos, that in addition to the hazoyis that were done on the mizbeach apnimi, there were also hazoyis that were done on the parochus. Seven hazoyis that were done on the parochus. Right, all chatoyis apnimiyos had hazoyis that were done on the parochus. The two chatoyis apnimiyos that were brought on Yom Kippur also had hazoyis that were done in Bein Abad in the Kodesh HaKadosh. But all chatoyis apnimiyos, in addition to some of the other, the fact that they were parim anisrafim and it was done inside the heichal, in contrast to a chatos that went on the mizbeach achitza, that you're not allowed to bring the dam to the heichal, that's the psul nichnas. But in addition to all that, there also hazoyis that were done on the parochus, and that's what the pasuk says: v'taval hakoyin es etzboi badam v'hiza min adam. And the Gemara is going to dash in three words in this pasuk: number one, v'taval; number two, badam; and number three, the he's that's by min hadam as well. So says the Gemara, Omar Rav time going to the Braisa, the Tavel, when it says in Torah, the Tavel, it's coming to teach me the loy mesafik, that you have to do tefillah, as opposed to you can't smear your hand, the kohen can't, to get the dam that way. It has to be through a tefillah. It says badam, that's the halacha we just said. Actually, badam shir tefillah meikar. You have to make sure that the shir dam was there from the beginning. When it says min hadam, the he's in an adam, min adam shebe'inyin. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, or really the Gemara is going to explain, min adam shebe'inyin means that you can't use the shirayim of the etzba, which means that if there were going to be seven azoyas on the parochus, there had to be seven tefillos. And in between each tefillos, we'll see, he had to wipe his finger off, because the leftover dam on his finger had a din shirayim, and the shirayim can't go on the mizbeach. So those are the three halachas. Again, v'taval means it has to be through tefillah, as opposed to you can't wipe your hand, you can't smear the keli and take the dam that way. Badam means you need the entire shir hazah b'tchilas, you have to be makabel it all b'vas achas, you can't be makabel a little bit, mix it together and then do the tefillah. You need the dam meikar, and min adam is teaching me that the shirayim on the etzba is not enough. The Gemara says v'itzrach l'michta v'taval, v'itzrach l'michta badam. You need all these words. Achuru, what the Gemara is about to say is a little redundant. Had it just said v'taval, havamina afa bi deleka shir tefillah meikar, I would say, okay, I know v'taval, meaning v'loy mesafik, but who said you need the shir meikar? Because Rachman of Adam had it said b'dam, havamina, I would have thought I feel a mesafik. Okay, badam teaches me halach and kabbalah, how much time you have to have. But who said that mesafik is a problem? Kasa Rachman of Adam. Min adam shabinyan, what does that mean? Lamute mai, amai rabba, lamute shirayim shabetz. But like we explained, that's coming to be mamayit, shirayim shabetz. That the shirayim is going to be possible. Says the Gemara, Mesayel, Rabbi Lazar, to Amar Rabbi Lazar, shirayim shabetz psulim, the shirayim on the etzba is possible. Amale Ravin Bar Ada Le Rava. So Ravin Bar Rav Ada told Rava, Amar Talmidcha, I heard from your Talmud. Which Talmud? We don't know. Amr Rav Amram, who said in the name of Rav Amram, Tonino, Hoye Maza Vinitza Hazami Adai, if the Kayin was being Maza and a little bit of what he was being maza went on v'nitza hazah miyadoi. Actually, and it landed on a baguette. It's actually he's a ton kibos. Until he completes the azah, there's a din kibos. Misha is a, once he completes the azah, ain't ton kibos. So this halacha, this bryce is a little bit sasam. Again, the kohen is doing hazah with the chatoris apnimiyos. The nitzah azah miyodeh. A little bit of the dam lands on the baguette. Actually, he's until he completes the azah, there is a din kibos. Misha is a, once he completes the azah, there's no kibos. My love, how he come. So. He said, presumably this is the way you read the braisa. Actually, gomala hazah is ton kibos. Until you finish doing all the seven azoys on the pareches, there's aloch of kibos. Misha gomala hazah is, but once you finish doing all seven, ain't ton kibos. What's the kasha? It sounds like until you finish doing all seven, you're always going to need kibos. Even if the dam that landed was the shirayim sheba etzpa. So don't you have a raya that the shirayim sheba etzpa is kosher? Because if the aloch is it needs kibos, obviously it's not going to be dam tamit, dam pasul. So he told him back, loy hachi kamit, this is what he means. Actually, yotzisa hazam miyadi ton kibos. Misha yotzisa hazam miyadi ain't ton kibos. It doesn't mean actually he's until he finishes all seven. Each individual hazah, he did tfilas etzpa. Until he does the hazah, if it lands the dam, ton kibos. Once he does the hazah, you don't need kibos. Because once you do the hazah, it's already shirayim, and shirayim really does not need kibos. It's by one more kash. Kamim la hazah is after the koyin finished doing the hazah, and this is referring to the hazah that was done by the paraduma. So those hazahs weren't done at the Beis HaMikdash. They were done in Har HaMishcha. They were done in Har HaZeisim. But there had to be seven hazahs, and the Torah says Noichal Pnei Oyel Noi. So Esvei Abayah Gomer Vla Hazahs, when the Kohen that was doing the Avodah with the paraduma, when he finished doing the hazah, Mekaneich Yadoi Begufesh Al Par, he would take his hand and he would wipe it on the pot, the par itself. And it's really based on a pasuk, because the pasuk says V'sarav Es Apar Le'ena V'es Oira V'es Besarav V'es Dam Al Pesha Yisrif. So you had to take all the dam and you had to burn it together with paraduma. So if there was any dam left, he's not using it as a towel because there's a deep strafe on the dam. So he has to make sure all the dam gets in, even the dam that's on his hand. But this is talking about when he finishes everything. Gomar in lo gomar lo. It sounds like only when he finishes it. But before he finishes it, there's no such a halacha. What's the kasha? The kasha is, if shirayim is possible by the hazois of the chatos, then it should be possible when it comes to the hazois of the paraduma as well. And if it's possible when it comes to the paraduma as well, then why is he only be mekanech when he finishes the hazah? In between each hazah, he should have to be mekanech. Elamai, there's nothing wrong if a little bit of the shirayim mixes itself into the hazah. I thought the shirayim is possible. That was the kash. That's Esvei Abaya. Meaning the dirk is, it sounds like, Gomar mila hazois. That's when you do kinuach. But if you weren't gomar mila hazois, no, Amalesi told him back. Gomar mikaneach yodei begufa shapar. When he finishes, he's mikaneach yodei begufa shapar. Loi gomar. When he doesn't finish, he has to be mikaneach etzpa. Not his whole hand, his etzpa. Meaning the diuk is mikaneach yodei is when it's gomar mila hazois. When it's loi gomar mila hazois, you have to do kinuach, but only with your finger, not with your whole hand. Bishloime gomar mikaneach yodei begufa shapar. Shenem avzara v'sapar le'en. Bishloime, when he finishes, when he's mekanech his entire hand, he does it on the paro. That I know, that's the pasuk we just mentioned. As Dhamma, it says, the dam has to be burnt. Elo, etzbay, in between hazois, when he does kinuach on his finger, b'may mekanech, what is he mekanech? On Rabbaya, it's fast mizrak, k'dechsiv, k'poy reizav. We had this before that the Kalim served a dual purpose. They were called kipayri. Kipayri means like to be mechaper, means to cleanse. So they were used as cleansing utensils as well. That's where he wiped it. He wiped it on the klishar. So just before we end, just end with one interesting thing. So we're discussing the halach over here of dam chatas toin kibos. Why is this? Why do you need kibos? What's the reason for it? Why dam chatas toin kibos? If you look at the Rishonim in Chumash, the Mefarshei Chumash, the Mefarshim all say pshat. Listen to a lashon in Ramban. So it says the Ramban, you know why dam chatas toin kibos techabes b'makom kadosh hechmer hakasuv bedam hanivla bebeged lasoisoi kasher hoye koydem azah. Meaning, you want to make the beged be the way it was before the dam went on it. Shelo yetei chus leklar. Because we're afraid that you may take the beged outside of the klayim, and if you take the beged outside of the azara, you're being mitzi the dam. The dam itself is going to be going out. So the Ramban's a little bit sassan. The Chizkuni says it a little bit more clear. Asheyiza olav techatos lefi shehadam dam kochei chatos, because the dam is dam chatos hanecheles lefnim in aklayim. which has a din that it has to be lifnim and aklod. If the dam is going to go on the beged, and it's going to leave the klod. Here's the punchline: nifsal biyotze. It's going to be possible biyotze, and you're not allowed to be maybe kachon with epsol. You can't make kachon possible. So you want to know why there's a mitzvah's kibbutz? Push it, because the kohen's going to want to wear these begadim again, or at the very least, he's going to take the begadim outside of the azara. If the dam is balua inside the beged, and when he takes the beged outside of the klod, this psul yotze. That's a problem. So it's for that reason there's a mitzvah's kibbutz. The reason you have to be mechabes it is that there shouldn't be psul yotze. The Rashbam in his Pirish on this pasuk right here says he says Sisrei Torah. The Rashbam on the same word techabes. Dr. Rashbam shlo yehi neser benoiser shabbes reifa. Says because otherwise it's going to be a noiser, and noiser is a problem. You have to burn noiser. So if you're going to have dam inside your bag, you're going to take it home with you. It's going to turn into noiser, and it's going to turn into noiser. That's a problem. Noiser and dam. Where's the noiser and dam? Bossa, there's noiser. What do you have a psul noiser when it comes to dam? I think this Rashbam is Sisrei Torah. But I'll go upon him. It's related to psul. That's the point. Whether it's psul yoytzeh, the way the Ramban and the Cheskuni clearly say, or whether it's psul noiser, I don't know what this Rashbam means. Mitzvah liyashiv, the Rashbam. It's a shver Rashbam. But the Rashbam says it's psul noiser. But the bottom line is, whether it's noiser, or whether it's psul yoytzeh, it's related to a psul. But there's an obvious question, and we'll end with this. What's the kasha? The halach of kibos is only true by chatas. It's not true by an asham. It's not true by an oil. It's not true by other karbanas. If the halach is related to psul yotzeh, then why is it only true by chatas? You know, bishlam, if it's a new din, there's a mitzvah's kibbutz, you'll tell me some heebie-jeebie reason why it's related to chatas. Chatas is, right, chatas is gewalt. L'mayla michotasikra, b'machim shvali tshuvei oindim. So you'll tell me pshat and chatas. But l'chura, if it's related to psul yotzeh, or psul noiser, if it's related to a psul, then why should it be exclusive to a karban chatas? L'chur, it should be true for other karbanas as well. And we'll leave it at that.